Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
You looked a bit shocked just then, by
I heard another line of that I didn't.
Because
I'm always the cold
scalpel
of knowledge, and then there's another bit because I'm always laughing at that.
At the cold, you always miss the second joke.
That, no,
sorry. The first one's so good. How are you going, Rob?
Very well. Before I get into my thing I'm going to talk about today, I'd just like to just have a quick word about Boris Johnson.
Fair enough.
Because you're from the UK.
I am.
If anyone didn't know.
And lots of things you can say about him, but the best thing I heard a couple of days ago was Sean Locke, who's a very good English comedian, and he said, you can't use words for Boris Johnson, you've got to use a noise, and that's...
Yeah, that's a big
so
noise.
So that's that.
That's that. So you've got to say about that.
Now that's
but
out of the way.
Not, that's not all you've got to say about that. But we'll leave it there for now, shall we?
What I want to say, it'd have to be after 9 o'clock and I've got to leave.
Save that for Saturday, maybe. I'm sure we'll hear lots about
actually,
it.
Yeah, actually, I went into one on Saturday, actually.
Yeah, no,
You went into him on Saturday?
No, I went into a bit of a thing. We did a thing on the moon landing.
Oh.
And we had people for and against it, like whether it was fake or whatever.
Made in a hangar
and
in
it was like
LA
six
or something.
All or something. And I thought, oh, well, at least 12 people are listening to the show. And then I got angry and I said, look, it did happen. This is why people don't vote. This is why we ended up with Trump and Brexit.
Boris Johnson.
And then I just went into one. The boys had to take me out of the studio for 10 minutes because the vein in the middle of
Let
my forehead
Let you sit down outside and cool off.
It's not often that happens.
No, I got really angry.
How many coffees had you had?
Oh, I had a couple of beers, actually. Thank you, 16 Ton. Anyway, skinwalkers this week.
Okay.
Listener.
Skinwalkers. Awesome. There's another word for that, isn't there? Like a shapeshifter?
Well, yes and no. These skinwalkers are from the Navajo culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
A skinwalker is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves as living animals and people. Or people, and they walk around in their bodies. And if you lock eyes in with them, they can change into you.
Oh, that's quite freaky.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Now, this actually, I really did a lot of research on this, and this only really came into the public forum in about 1996.
Right.
The Navajo people had kept it to themselves because it was their thing, and then someone found out about it, did a doco, and then it all sort of blew up.
Into movies and stuff.
Yeah, so... But, you know, anyway, Navajo witches include skinwalkers, represent the antithesis. I had to look that up.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what that
I
meant.
I see that you've been very prepared there.
A personal thing that is a direct opposite of something or something else, someone or something else.
There we go.
The Navajo culture values, while community healers and cultural workers are known as medicine men and women by terms in the local indigenous languages, witches are seen as evil, performing evil... performing twisted ceremonies and manipulating magic in a perversion of the good works medicine people traditionally perform in order to practice their good works. Traditional healers learn both good and evil magic. Most of them can handle the responsibility,
right?
But some can become corrupt and choose to become witches.
And so that's where the skinwalker stuff comes.
They're often frequently seen as coyotes, wolves, foxes, eagles, owls, or crows.
Okay. Coyotes are one of those animals that have always been sort of strange to me.
They call them like tricksters.
Right.
And the eagles, owls, and crows, they're seen, like, eagles are good, but crows can, like, they'll be impending doom. If you see a crow, it's like, whoa, watch out.
Mm. It's interesting because that seems to be quite a cross-cultural thing. There's lots of different cultures that see crows as symbols of doom.
I'm actually going to talk about this at the end of it because I had a bit of a conclusion.
Oh, okay.
My mind has been open a little bit since I've been doing this ghost thing.
Yeah.
And rather than just dismissing stuff, just go,
yeah.
You know, that's not real. I'm actually really, really thinking about it.
Mm. I like that.
It's good, isn't it?
That's a good lesson to learn.
Okay, in the Navajo language, the word skinwalker is, this ain't how you pronounce it, but this is how I do, is Yi Nagloshi, and that translates to he who walks on all fours.
That would make sense for the, transforming to animals and stuff.
But when you look at them, a lot of these people actually dress and they wear like a coyote skin.
Right.
They wear stuff like that. most people, when they see them, they describe them as a hollowed out dog, which sounds spooky to me like that someone's put a skin on them.
That sounds quite spooky as well.
It's said that you can kill a skinwalker if you call them by their human name. Now, that's what led me to think there's so many different myths or so many similar myths in cultures all around the world.
Mm.
Something must have happened for that to
Something's
be real.
Out there. Yeah, totally.
I did one ages ago on mermaids and I thought, oh, this, like watching movies and all that. But I got into it, every culture,
everyone's got a different kind of a mermaid, yeah.
But why?
Isn't there the Celtic one in the tops of Ireland and stuff, a sealy woman? They're sort of like half
sealy. Also, the Blue Men of Minch.
Oh, the Blue
really
Men
good.
Of Minch. That sounds like a good band name, I reckon.
Yeah, what happened was they'd get on your boat and they almost had like a rap competition with the captain. Like to say, a poem or something like that.
A limerick off,
and then
the winner of the limerick off gets tossed the other one overboard or something.
Yeah, but this thing it's a real cultural thing for the Navajo, and they really really believe it. But there must have been something to start it off.
Totally, and it is, as you were saying, it's one of those things where there's a bit in lots of different cultures. Yeah. So there's got to be something in it, eh?
Yeah. Really enjoyed it. It was very very interesting. Went quicker than I thought.
Thank you to the texter who texted that one in for Rob. If you wanted to text in something for Rob, you can do so 5395 if you'd like Rob to be your personal research assistant.
And I'd just like to point out Boris is a skinwalker. Just
it's funny that you said that. Someone just texted in saying sounds like politicians.
Sounds like politicians. Yeah, exactly.
And then they said read The Woodwife, awesome book about coyotes.
There you go.
There's also the Skinwalker Ranch, which I sort of looked at a little bit, but that was more UFO-y.
Okay.
Stuff.
I thought you said you had an open mind now.
Oh, no, I've talked about UFOs.
Not UFOs.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, if you've got things, you can also call us as well, 309-3879. Rob will do the research for you. I enjoyed that one. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, no, it's an actual
Someone else has actually texted in about The Woodwife.
Okay.
So maybe you do need to read that.
Okay.
That sounds like something for you.
And just like while we was listening, just go on to YouTube and just brought out Harry Kane's goal and you'll see the best goal you've seen ever.
Is this a football thing?
Oh.
That's a good way to cheer your day up. If you're feeling a bit gloomy.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, we beat Juventus 3-2. It was blinding.
I think I have seen that on the internet.
Well done to the New Zealand netball team.
Hard out.
I actually watched that game. That was fantastic. At least you're world champions of something. It's not cricket. Sorry, just kidding.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much, Rob. As